With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking on the Capitol steps, House Speaker Mike Johnson says there are a lot of needs to address.
It's clear the American people do want secure borders. They want to prevent terrorists and criminals from entering the country. These things are common sense. They want and deserve lower costs for groceries and gasoline. They want us to project strength on the world stage again and not the weakness that we have projected for the last 4 years.
The speaker said Americans made their voices heard a week ago. Lawmakers back in town this week for the start of what's called the lame duck, the eight-week sprint to finish up this session before the new one gets underway. Also at SRNNews.com, crews are battling wildfires on both coasts today. Jennifer King has more.
In California, thousands of Ventura County residents remain under evacuation orders. CAL FIRE says the mountain fire has destroyed over 192 structures and is about 42% contained.
Crews are in and around the structures, patrolling, mopping up 300 feet in.
Clint Swenson is an operations section chief.
They're putting water bars in, and they're bringing those dozer lines back to their natural state.
Crews there are welcoming higher humidity, but gusty Santa Ana winds continue to be a challenge. A quarter inch of rain helped a little with numerous fires burning in northern New Jersey and southern New York, but the lack of rainfall since September means the duff beneath the leaf litter is bone dry. I'm Jennifer King.
A new Louisiana requirement that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public classroom by January the 1st was temporarily blocked by a federal judge who said that law is unconstitutional on its face. U.S. District Judge John W. DeGrivalis said the law had an overtly religious purpose and said opponents of the law are likely to win their ongoing lawsuit against the law. The Dow dropping 250 points, the Nasdaq down 47. This is SRN News. The annual Christmas wars began in Britain. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Debenhams department store has removed a holiday sweater bearing the words, "A Gay in a Manger," complete with a crib and a rainbow flag. British clergymen and Christian ministries threatened to boycott. Seems every year at this time, LGBT groups try to co-opt the holiday, or atheist groups try to ban any presentation of the real meaning of Christmas, or Satanists seek to set up pagan statues next to the manger. And so the Christmas wars begin. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups are hoping that President Trump will make good on his campaign promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition to transgenderism has been emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. One of his final ads stated that Kamala is for they/them. President Trump is for you. The Biden administration made transgenderism a priority. This is SRN News. Some companies will be hit with a fine if they emit too much methane.
The Biden administration is requiring oil and natural gas companies to pay a federal fee if they emit dangerous methane above certain levels. Excess methane produced in 2024 would result in a fee of $900 per ton. The fee would rise to $1,200 in 2025 and $1,500 per ton by 2026. But the fee may be short-lived. The Environmental Protection Agency during the Trump administration is expected to move to reverse or loosen dozens of environmental regulations approved under President Joe Biden. Donna Warder, Washington.
Teachers in three Massachusetts communities fighting for new contracts have pushed forward with their demands as parents brace for the possibility of more canceled classes. Teachers in Beverly, Gloucester, and Marblehead have taken to the picket lines. More details at SRNNews.com.